Are you a high-performing parent, entrepreneur, or high achiever in pursuit of excellence? Welcome to The Nexus Podcast, a podcast custom-tailored for families like ours, driven, affluent, and eager to lead extraordinary lives. From rockstar stay-at-home moms to high-producing CEOs, we choose to model success for everyone we are surrounded by. We prioritize health over sickness, embrace a vitalistic lifestyle, and seek to tap into the limitless potential that God has bestowed upon us. I'm Dr. Daniel Kimble, your host, and on this podcast, we'll uncover the secrets to living a fulfilling and abundant life, where you and your loved ones can thrive physically, mentally, and spiritually. Together, we'll forge a path to greatness and unleash your God-given capabilities. Get ready to say yes to a life of true prosperity and well-being. This is The Nexus Podcast.
What up, Nexus fam? I'm Coco. This is The Nexus Podcast, and my dad is your host, Dr. Daniel Kimble, and I heard him. Happy listening!
What is up, Nexus fam? Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. And this week, I'm so inspired and I'm so fired up by something that I actually heard in church, of all places, this weekend. And you probably on this podcast don't hear me talk a lot about church and my experience at church, and even where I came from and my growth as a Christian, which is actually a new experience. It's been over the course of like really the last 3 years. But what I wanted to share with you today is not necessarily a journey of my Christianity or of my experience with God or any of those things, but is to just simply share with you something that I heard in church this weekend that I couldn't help but think about and like bring to you because it's so relevant to the conversation that we have inside of our office on a daily basis. And, you know, like so many times people sit down with me. I had somebody yesterday and they're like, hey, I just want you to fix me. And I always tell people like, I am not the fixer. Yes, I have some cool tricks as a doctor, but the reality is that there's no doctor out there in the world who can fix you. There's no doctor who can magically fix something that's broken. Like even if you had a broken bone, a doctor's going to put a cast on you. The cast doesn't fix the broken bone. Your body's innate intelligence actually heals the broken bone. And then when the bone is healed up enough, then we take the cast away. And so like there's always this process happening in our bodies where our body's trying to heal itself the best that it can with the tools that it's given. And I get passionate about this concept in this conversation because so often inside of my life, I sit with people on a daily basis who have been everywhere else and they're always told like, hey, this doctor told me that I'm broken. They told me that I have this on my MRIs. I talked to a friend today, tell me about their brother and some back issues that they've been having for a few years now. And it's like, they've been to multiple people, multiple places. They're getting the same answer. The only solution is surgery. And I'm not saying that there's not a time and a place for surgery, but the reality is like, as I'm talking to this person who's a close friend, I realize that they haven't even been told the truth about what's happening in this person's body in the first place. And so again, I share this with you because this message came up in church and it rings true for everything that I'm saying and everything that I tell every single person inside of my life. When I sit down with them, people who are expectant of healing in certain ways, I always have to encourage them. And I encourage you to think about the same thing is that it's already inside of you. Your body is doing the best with the tools you have given it to heal itself. And it will forever try to heal itself no matter what, because that's how God designed us. So with that, here's what I heard in church. Pastor Mark, our pastor, said, if God is willing to give it to one of us, then he is willing to give it to all of us. Now, this is so crucially important in my mind and the way I think about it. And so like, if I'm the person, which actually this was me a few years ago, I'm the person who would look at somebody with a six pack and be jealous that I couldn't get a six pack. Like I would literally be jealous of that person and I would be idolizing and like worshiping that body and wishing that I had it, but then not doing any work and really make a change inside of my life to get the body that I said I desired. And so what I realize is that like what that person does to get a six pack is ultimately the exact same thing or a similar set of things that I would have to do in order to get a six pack. And I never held myself accountable to that level to actually get a six pack until I started weighing and measuring my food every single day, every single meal, being super consistent. It's taken more than a year. And now I'm in a place where I know exactly when I want to turn it on and get back to six pack status like I was last summer, I can do it again. And so this conversation, again, it's not about a six pack. It's not about your body. It's not about my physical body. What it's about is this concept that if God is willing to give it to one of us, Like, he's willing to or already given it to all of us. Another way to say this would be that we each, as human beings, have the exact same potential to be successful, to be healthy, to thrive, to live at 100%, things that I sit down with people on a daily basis and they tell me that they want. So what's so interesting about the conversation then is like, okay, if that's the case, if you can agree that if God was willing to give it to one of us, then it must be with inside of all of us. We all have the same gift of healing in our bodies. One of us is not broken where another one is. One of us is not lacking where another one is not. What it actually comes down to is the internal environment that our bodies have that allow it to express itself in a certain way. Now, this is the crazy part, is most people are going to be like, oh, Dr. Daniel, you're going to talk about working out, or oh, Dr. Daniel, you're going to talk about exercising and nutrition and the biohacks like cold plunging and supplements and things like that. And the reality is that I'm not going to talk to you about any of those things, because what matters most is that you capitalize and make sure that what's functioning at 100% inside of your body is the very thing that God gave you to give you life in the first place. And that thing is your brain and your nervous system. If you do not have a brain, then you literally cannot live. If we cut the connection between the brain and the spinal cord and the rest of your body, life is not possible. And so we all have the same brain. And this is the coolest part about it. If we think about the brain, in my humble opinion, I believe that the brain is the most complex thing that exists. Like, literally, it's the most complex, tangible thing that exists in front of us on a day-to-day basis. Yet the reality is that you grew your brain, the most complex thing that exists, with no help from the outside whatsoever. Your mom maybe supplied a little bit of food and a little bit of water to grow you into a fetus and then into a baby. And then after that, all of it develops on its own. Like, your mom didn't have to say, oh, we need to make sure we build these neurons and we need to make these connections. And now we need to build the lungs. And now we need to build the heart. And now we need to do the peripheral nervous system. And we need to branch all these nerves out to innervate every single cell, tissue, and organ inside of our entire body. That's not how it works. Like, nobody has to consciously think about that stuff. It just happens. Your body built itself, which is the most complex mechanism that we could possibly think of, and yet you did it with no help from the outside at all. God gave us all the gift. We all have the exact same gift. We have the same gift to be successful. We have the same gift to heal. We have the same gift to thrive. We have the same gift to be at 100%. And the reason that I share this with you is because I think it's so powerful and so important for you to understand this concept, is that it is already within you. And if it's not where you want it to be, there's a set of decisions that you have to make that address your nervous system, address your brain, address your connection to life, address your connection to God, that will allow you to get the things that you say you want. And if you're not getting those, the reality is that your brain is functioning less than 100%. Because again, if God gave it to one of us, He's willing to give it to all of us. So we either have to change our thoughts, we have to change our actions, we have to change our nervous system and the way our body physically fires and functions. And we do these through decisions that we make. Now, I could go into prayer, and I could go into meditation, and I could go into going to church, and I could talk about scripture. But what I really want to talk about, what I'm most passionate about, is like, if God gave you a brain to function at 100% and be healthy and be happy and thrive and survive and all the things that I get so passionate about talking about, what the question becomes is like, well, if we're all designed to heal ourselves, then why doesn't my body function at 100%? Like, how come I have these skin issues? Or how come I have this back pain? Or how come I have, at 27 years old, 3 herniated discs that nobody's been able to give me an answer for, and all they want to do is give me surgery? How come I have this vertigo that just popped up out of nowhere? How come, if I feel so not stressed out in my life, am I stressed out? And the reality is that stress shows up in different ways. And when your body is stuck in a stressed out state, symptoms will show up, period. The physiology of the stress response looks like this: increased heart rate, increased blood pressure, increased blood sugar levels, increased heart rate, increased blood pressure, increased blood sugar levels, increased insulin resistance, increased cholesterol levels and blood fat levels. We increase platelets, we increase increase clotting factors inside of our blood. We decrease testosterone, we decrease growth hormone, we increase fear, we increase anxiety, we increase depression, we increase the pain response in our bodies. This is just like scraping the tip of the iceberg of what happens every time your body goes into a stressed out state. We turn off the digestive system. So when I sit with somebody and they have a conversation with me and they say, Why am I experiencing pain in my back? If your brain is not functioning at 100%, then your brain is going to send a pain signal to get you to change and do something different. That's right, my friends. Pain is nothing more than your body's own way, your God-given intelligence telling you you need to change something within your environment. It's the same reason if you got kicked in the knee playing soccer, you would want to rest because it hurts. You would want to sit down and not use it so you could stay safe and protected. The same thing is true. The brain will literally try to get you to rest by putting you in pain, by making you want to move, by making you want to pop your back, because these things inside of our body trigger a stress response. And when we have too much stress, symptoms start to show up. And what I'm telling you on this episode, to put very clearly and very simply, is that any symptom that you are experiencing, it does not matter if it is cancer, it does not matter if it is headaches, it does not matter if it is vertigo, it does not matter if it's a slipped or herniated or a bulging or extruded disc, it does not matter if it's disc degeneration, it does not matter if it's osteoarthritis, it does not matter if it's fibromyalgia, it does not matter if it's high blood pressure, it does not matter if it's high cholesterol, it does not matter if it's digestive issues like SIBO or something else. All of these are normal responses to an abnormal amount of stress. Yes, I'm going to say that one more time. The symptoms that you are experiencing, pain, fear, anxiety, depression, whatever you want, whatever symptom you could possibly think of, is a normal response. Your body's God-given way of keeping you safe and keeping you protected to an abnormal amount of stress. And what we do in my office is when we bring people out of a stressed out state and we bring their bodies back into a healing or rest and digest state, literally the whole system changes and people start to thrive and start to function at 100%. And guess what? As a result of that, symptoms go away. Not because I'm getting rid of or treating someone's symptoms, because we don't treat anything inside of our office. What we do is we address the brain. We wake up the brain that God gave each and every single one of us. The God that if God gave it to one of us, he gave it to all of us. If one person is thriving and you look at them and you wonder, why can't I do it like them? It's already within you. Like, it's already in there. I had a mentor one time. He told me, he said, the people that you get attracted to inside of your life, the only reason that you are attracted to them is because you see something in them that is a reflection of you. So when I see big time entrepreneurs and people who are doing really, really cool stuff in church and in business and in their marriages and with their kids, it's like, he's like, you already have that within you. You just have to learn how to foster the skill. So I'm gonna have you consider that you have the same exact potential as the person that you look up to. I had a guy sit with me the other day in my office and he's like, Dr. Daniel, I wish I could just be as dialed in as you. And I'm like, the reality is, dude, is like, you can be. You can be. We just have to address your nervous system. We have to make some changes in your thought process. It would probably help if you started showing up to church and getting surrounded and connected by people who are spiritually connected. Because when we wake up your brain, we're going to connect you back to God. We're going to connect you back to your 100%. We're going to connect you back to a life of thriving and literally limitless possibility. Limitless possibility. So my friends, I'll leave you with that, is that what God gave to one of us, he has already given to all of us. And if you're experiencing less than what you want inside of your life, I'm going to have you consider that it starts with your brain and starts with your nervous system. And there's one way that I know of to fully address it and make sure that we do not have stress in our system, that our body is in any rest and digest state. And that is movement of the joints of the spine via neurologically based chiropractic care is what we do in my office. If you're interested and you have questions or want to learn more, I would encourage you to reach out to me. If you got some value out of this, share it up with somebody who needs to hear it. This is how we get this into the hands and change more lives of people, because I am so frustrated and tired of seeing people suffer and seeing people told that they're broken. And guess what? The reality is that none of us are broken. It's all normal response to an abnormal amount of stress. So my friends, I love you. I appreciate you. Remember, if God gave it to one of us, he gave it to all of us. I'll come at you again next week. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the Nexus Podcast with your host, Dr. Daniel Kimbley. If you're interested in receiving more information about optimizing your brain and nervous system, check out our website at www.nexusfamilychiropractic.com.